From Hollywood, General Foods brings you the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, a gal who only wants one gift from Kris Kringle, and that's a man, so I can quit being single.
Yes, from Hollywood, it's the new Beulah Show, brought to you, transcribed by General Foods.
Love that man.
Say, do you know what a caffeine susceptible is? You know, you might be one yourself and not realize it. Truly. Anyway, a caffeine susceptible is a person who shouldn't drink coffee or tea because they contain caffeine. Caffeine is a drug that makes some people nervous, irritable, spoils their rest. Of course, many people can handle it, but if I could get all you folks who drink coffee and shouldn't, you caffeine susceptibles, if I could get you to try Postum, you'd thank me. Because delicious instant Postum doesn't have any caffeine, none at all. There's no chance of coffee nerves, no chance of sleepless nights due to caffeine. That's a fact. So, how about doing yourself a favor? How about switching to instant Postum tomorrow and see if you don't sleep better, look and feel better too. Chances are you'll want to keep on with Postum for good. Well, Beulah's employer, Harry Henderson, has his heart set on being the honorary Santa Claus for the big Christmas Day party. The honor will go to the man whose child writes the best letter saying why his daddy should be Santa Claus.
Uh-huh. And yesterday, little Donnie wrote a wonderful letter about Mr. Harris.
Well, that's fine, Beulah.
Except for one thing. I put the wrong paper in the envelope. And what he really mailed was his English composition. A description of mean old Scrooge from Dickens' Christmas Carol. Mr. Harris is very angry about the whole thing, Mr. Jacobs, and it's all my fault. The whole thing is my fault.
Is breakfast ready?
Come right in, Miss Alice. Excuse me, Mr. Jacobs, I got to serve breakfast. And I hate to go in there. I wouldn't blame Mr. Harris if he wouldn't even talk to me. Morning, Miss Alice.
Morning, Beulah.
Morning, Miss Harris. Uh-oh.
Beulah, I'm afraid Mr. Henderson's pretty upset.
I don't blame him, Miss Alice.
Alice, would you please tell Beulah I'd like my eggs now?
Beulah, Mr. Henderson would like his eggs now.
Tell her I like my eggs well done.
He likes his eggs well done.
In plenty of butter.
In plenty of butter.
Today is Wednesday, and we got French toast. And it's sizzling hot.
Oh. Well, I'll take two pieces of toast.
Mr. Henderson wants two pieces of toast.
Yes.
Cover, I'm just about to taste it.
He says he's just about to taste it.
Oh! Ow! Oh.
He says, ow, ow.
Gilbert, quick, a glass of water. Quick, why don't you give me a glass of water?
Begging your pardon, sir, but you forgot to go through channels.
Well, never mind. Nothing anyway. But I would like some strawberry jam for my toast. Alice?
Oh, Mr. Henderson would like some strawberry jam for his toast.
Miss Alice, you better tell Mr. Harry we're all out of strawberry jam so I can bring him some blueberry jam instead. But if he tells you he don't like blueberry and he'd rather have blackberry, I think there's some of that. But our cherry preserves are fresher than the blackberry jam. And if he'd rather have cherry than blackberry or blueberry, I can get him that. Or the jelly.
Tell her to please get the jelly.
He says, please get the jelly.
I can't. I'm so mixed up now, I don't know where the kitchen is.
Well,
I'm trying not to, Miss Alice.
You tell her that you're sorry this very much.
Beulah. No, look, I didn't mean to make you cry, Beulah. No, Beulah, it's just that I wanted to be Santa Claus. You didn't mean to send the wrong letter, Beulah. Come on, Beulah, now. Anybody can make a mistake.
I know. But why do I have to be such an expert at it? Come in.
It filled, baby, your great big handsome pop-up in the toaster of love.
Come on in, Bill.
Say, honey, you look all depressed. What's wrong? Tell your Billy boy about it.
Oh, Bill, I did a terrible thing.
Yeah?
I ruined Mr. Harris' chances of being honorary Santa Claus for the Christmas Day party.
Well, how did you do that, baby?
I put the wrong letter in the envelope that Donnie mailed, and I feel just awful about it.
Nah, honey, don't take it so to heart.
Bill, I just can't stay here knowing all the trouble I caused. So, I made up my mind to take a very important step.
Now, baby, don't do anything rash.
Don't try to talk me out of it, Bill. I'm going to do it anyway, even if it makes someone's life miserable.
Now, baby, marrying me ain't going to solve a thing.
That ain't it, Bill. I'm thinking of leaving the Hendersons, even though it breaks my heart.
But that's foolish, honey. Who would keep this house in good shape then?
The new girl.
And who's going to see that Donnie has his breakfast and gets to school on time every day?
The new girl.
And who's going to throw her arms around me and kiss me every time I come in?
The new girl. I've changed my mind. I'm staying.
That a girl, baby. That a girl. And I got a wonderful idea on how to redeem yourself.
You have, Bill?
Uh-huh. All you have to do is write another letter to the Chamber of Commerce, tell them the first letter was a mistake, and telling them that a wonderful man Mr. Henderson is.
Why, Bill, that's a wonderful idea. That would solve everything. Oh, I need some stationery right away. I better run next door to Oriole and bar some. See you later, Bill.
Okay, baby.
Thanks, Oreo.
What can I do for you, honey?
Well, I want to borrow something from you, Oreo. Tell me, do you keep stationery in the kitchen?
Oh, no. I got to keep moving if I want to get all my work done.
Oreo, I am talking about stationery, writing paper. What is it you put in envelopes for your mail?
Box tops. Hey, you want to see my Superman flashlight ring?
Oreo, I'll try and explain. Mr. Harry wants to be honorary Santa Claus for the Christmas Day party. So I'm writing a letter saying what a wonderful man he is.
Oh, I see.
Now, can I please have something to write it on?
Oh, sure. How about this paper towel?
Oil, when did you first get this brilliant idea of writing letters on paper towels?
When I had a fight with my boyfriend.
You sent him a letter on a paper towel?
Uh-huh. He told me he was washing his hands of me, so I sent him something to dry him on.
Never mind. Just please give me some letter paper.
Sure, I'll give you some letter paper, Beulah. I got some right over here. I keep it in this can, marked flour.
Don't help me. I just ain't going to ask her why she keeps it in a can, marked flour. I'm just going to grab some, and then I'm going to get out of here.
It's nice of you to write that letter for Mr. Henderson. He's such a nice man. He deserves to be Santa Claus. And if one letter will help, a whole flock of letters ought to be much better. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit right down and send in a big stack of letters, and I'll sign them in different names.
Oh, that's a good dinner, Beulah, that is. Mighty fine.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
Well, I'm glad you two are friendly again.
Oh, we are. I just flew off the handle, I guess. I was just so set on being Santa Claus, I just got a boomer top. I'm sorry, but I guess I just can't hide my feelings.
Then you don't feel so badly anymore about not being honorary Santa Claus, huh?
Oh, no. Say, the paper says they might make the announcement tonight. Letter writing contest ended this afternoon.
I still hope you win, Mr. Harris.
But after that description of Scrooge, Donnie sent them. Last chance.
Excuse me, folks. There's someone at the door.
Go ahead, Beulah.
Good evening. Is Mr. Henderson home?
Yes, sir. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Mr. Harris, someone to see you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Beulah. How do you do? What can I do for you?
Mr. Henderson, I'm Mr. Vernick. Chairman of the Santa Claus Letter Writing Committee.
Oh, yes, of course. Hello, Mr. Vernick. I wanted to explain about that letter. You see, my boy Donnie,
permit me to congratulate you, Mr. Henderson. Yes, you were the committee's unanimous choice for Santa Claus.
I what?
hot dog. Maybe I should say hot reindeer.
Alice, this is Mr. Bernick of the Santa Claus Committee.
Oh.
This is, Mrs. Henderson, this is my wife.
Hi, dear, Mr.
And he told me I'm the one that chokes. Santa Claus.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. You see, we originally had planned to take into consideration only the contents of the letter.
Yeah.
But then,
yeah.
Well, we just couldn't overlook a man who expresses the whole spirit of this great holiday by adopting 11 children.
And it...
Adopting 11 children?
11 children?
Uh-oh, I must have been writing on carbon paper.
I don't know when those children are arriving, Mr. Henderson, but we received such sweet letters from all of them.
Well, Mr. Vernick,
Mr. Henderson, you're doing a wonderful thing.
I am?
Yes, and those letters were so cute. Why, some of them were written on paper towels.
Paper towels? Oh, see, I'd like to wring that Oreo's neck.
What is that, Beulah?
I said, we got a mighty big family by heck.
Now look, Mr. Bernick, there's something I have to discuss
no,
with
no,
you.
No, we'll discuss all the arrangements tomorrow, Mr. Henderson.
Yeah, but
now congratulations again. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Alice?
Yes?
Tell Beulah I would like an explanation.
Beulah, Mr. Henderson says he'd like an explanation.
I don't blame him, Miss Ellis. So would I.
Say, let me ask you a question. Does anyone in your family ever turn thumbs down on breakfast?
Not in my family, Mr. Jacobs. No, sir. Ain't nobody turned thumbs down since I started turning bottoms up on a big box of them post toasties every morning. They're the heap good cornflakes. Man, the best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it. Fact, when the Indians found out about that real sweet kernel corn flavor in post toasties, they really had them a ball. Just listen to them dancing around and holding up their bowls for more post toasties.
Post toasties taste good cornflakes. The best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it. Eat good cornflakes. Post toasties eat good cornflakes.
Beulah's right, folks. Post toasties are the heat good cornflakes. So bring home a big box of post toasties next time you shop.
Well, there's only one way to straighten out this mess. And that's to explain to the committee exactly what happened. Of course, there is one other way. But I doubt if Miss Alice and Mr. Harry can have 11 children by Friday.
Say, ever find yourself looking around the kitchen for a quick snack just before bedtime? Something easy and good that won't keep you awake? Well, that's the time to make yourself a Postum nightcap. It's quick as a wink, just a heaping teaspoon of instant Postum in a cup of hot milk. And of course, your nourishing Postum nightcap contains no caffeine at all, nothing that could possibly keep you awake. But you see for yourself. Get a jar of delicious instant Postum tomorrow. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by General Foods. The Beulah Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hades and was written this week by Sherwood Schwartz, Lee Carson, and Seaman Jacobs. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.